Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio broadcast of Moilili Honganji Mission. Moilili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moiliilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Yoshimura family in memory of Bessie Yoshimura. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Shindo Nishiyama of Jikoen Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Nishiyama.
May I ask everyone to join me in a moment of meditation for our opening aspirations. I will quote Dr. Taitizu Unno, his word of guidance. He said, "In response to the name that calls, I say Namo Amida Butsu. This is my acceptance and affirmation of a true and real life. No need to understand, no need to explain anything, no need to convince anyone. Just say, Namo Amida Butsu." Unquote. Namanda Butsu, Namanda Butsu, Namanda Butsu. Hi, good morning everyone, and welcome all to join the Moilili Honganji White Way program this morning. Time flies. It's been 4 months past since we welcomed the new year 2022. And we also have 8 months to welcome another year, 2023. How have you been, everyone? I hope you are able to have a wonderful every day and enjoy your life in the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu. For today, my talk will be why we are born into this human life. I repeat again, why we are born into this human life. We understand it is very hard to be born into this human life, but fortunately we receive this life from our parents and our sisters. And there is a reason why we are born, and there is a meaning for it. So let's think about it together today, why we are born into this human life. Each of us, we have a family history. Most of your first generation from Japan or mainland or other countries immigrated to Hawaii or America. How much do you know about your family's originated location come from? Do you know how many generations in your family in Hawaii? 3, 4, or 5? Some of you originate place in Europe, Africa, China, or other countries. Do you know how your first generation of your family came to America or Hawaii? For instance, the first Japanese immigrant came to Hawaii as the Gannen Mono, were a group of approximately 150 Japanese who immigrated to Hawaii in 1868 to serve migrant workers of the sugar plantations, work for the which they each signed a 3-year contract. Although they are not the first Japanese people to visit Hawaii, some of them eventually became first to settle in Hawaii. And today, we call them Gannen Mono. Because of their departure from Japan and arrived in Hawaii in 1868, the first year, Gannen, was a new era of Meiji. After Gannen Mono, many Japanese immigrants came to Hawaii from 1868 to 1924, until the Immigration Act of 1924. So most of your first generation came to this period as the plantation contract workers. As you know, their life and condition were so difficult, with low pay and long hours hard work. Especially most immigrants had no educational background and spend their life slavery. However, they work hard to raise the children and send them to school. They never gave up their life to build our community as well as our country. Do you know why they never gave up their commitment to stay here in Hawaii? Even they had a very difficult life with a lot of painful happening and such as discrimination and financial difficulties. I can say why is that they wanted to be happy for their children and family. I can say why is that they wanted to be happy for their children and family. Your Issei generation settled their life here in Hawaii, and Nisei generation took over their commitment to continue to build their family and community to have happy life. As you know that historical Buddha called Shakyamuni Buddha discovered the universal truth, the truth of a way of things in our life. The Dharma, which means the universal truth, and eternal happiness for all living beings. So Buddhism or Buddha Dharma is a true guidance for all of us to become a person who enjoyed his life without regret or monku, complains our own life. The Buddha Dharma is the best tool for each of us to become a waking one, to find out why we are born into this human life. Buddha said our human life is a suffering, which means that our life is full of problems. Thus, we have to be happy without any regret when we close our eyes. Life is unrepeatable and changing every moment. Thus, we have to enjoy our life, and our life should be happy end. There is no meaningless life and bad days. Every day or everything is just like for you and me. Your family, job, school, your face, your co-workers, your husband, your wife, and your life are just like for you. We are born into this human life to become happy and awakened person to walk our path together in the Amida Buddha's calling voice for each of us every day and every moment. Namo Amida Butsu. Enjoy the gratitude that we are walking the path of Nembutsu for becoming a awakened one and happy person to respect our precious lives. So why we are born into this human life? We are born to respect our lives and to become a happy person who enjoy this unrepeatable life. Life is momentary and every day passing. Nothing remains as the same. Everything is impermanent. Thus, we are here to live in joy and gratitude. We are born into this human life to respect my life and others and to enjoy my life with gratitude and appreciation. This is a fundamental teaching of Jodo Shinshu. Why we are born into the human life. We are born into the human life to respect our life and others and enjoy our life with gratitude. In closing, I'd like to ask everyone to join me in a moment again and meditation, and I recite the name of wisdom and compassion. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful today with your family and friends. And enjoy your life in respecting your life and your family, their ancestry, their family history. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Nishiyama, for your Dharma message. To listen to the message again, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Here are some announcements. Tomorrow, Sunday, May 8th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. hybrid Mother's Day and Remembrance Service will be Ms. Anne Nakata. Moilili Honganji Mission's Bon Dance, together with Moilili Summer Fest, is scheduled for Saturday, July 2nd from 5 to 10 p.m. We will be having a Yagura, Bon Dancing, food, concession, food trucks, and vendors at the old Varsity Circle site. Manpower is needed, so please volunteer your services. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Yoshimura family, and our speaker, Reverend Shindo Nishiyama. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend David Nakamoto of the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. To all the moms out there, a happy Mother's Day. Namo Amida Butsu.